Ozone as a gas or in water has been previously used as an alternative treatment for caries lesions in dentistry. Ozone is a strong oxidizer and highly bactericidal, and acts to open dentinal channels which can enhance remineralization by increasing the perfusion of remineralizing agents. However, little work has been done towards determining if these properties could be used to improve the treatment of white spot lesions, which are all too common in orthodontic patients. However, recently researchers at the Department of Public Health Dentistry in Chennai, India, explored this topic in an article titled Effect of Ozone to Remineralize Initial Enamel Caries, In Situ Study, which appears in the June 2016 issue of the Clinical Oral Investigations. The aim of the study was to evaluate the effects of ozonated water and a remineralizing agent in reversing initial enamel caries lesions. For this in situ study, sample materials were obtained from 30 intact maxillary premolars extracted from healthy orthodontic patients as part of their ortho treatment plan. The crowns of the teeth were sectioned and a 4x4 mm area of the buccal surface was isolated by covering the remainder of the crown in an acid-resistant varnish. The samples then underwent a demineralizing procedure to create a subsurface caries lesion and then were randomly allocated evenly into three groups based on the remineralizing treatment. Group 1 received ozonated water and a 10% nanohydroxyapatite paste. Group 2 received only the 10% nanohydroxyapatite paste, and group 3 served as a control. The specimens were then embedded into the retainers of the 30 orthodontic patients and were then worn for a 21-day period. The ozone treatment consisted of running ozonated water directly over the specimens for 1 minute daily. The nanohydroxyapatite paste was brushed onto the specimens using a finger twice daily for 2 minutes by the patients themselves. Lesion progression was assessed by diagnodent readings taken at baseline, after demineralization, and again after the 21-day study period. The depth of remineralization was then also analyzed with polarized light microscopy. For the results, the researchers reported that the ozone plus nanohydroxyapatite paste group had significantly lower diagnodent scores and greater remineralization compared to specimens treated with the paste alone or the control group. Even more significantly, the ozone-treated group demonstrated complete remineralization of the lesion as visualized under polarized light microscopy. This led the researchers to conclude that ozone in combination with a remineralizing agent of nanohydroxyapatite may significantly reverse the progression of white spot lesions. I was impressed by the outcome of this study. While the majority of previous work on ozone treatment has been on cavitated lesions, the findings of this study effectively demonstrates the potential of this non-invasive treatment for use on white spot lesions commonly seen in ortho patients. It should be noted that for this study, the application of ozone seemingly acted to improve the effectiveness of the nanohydroxyapatite paste, rather than working as an isolated product. I look forward to further research in the form of clinical trials that hopefully will also assess the effect of this form of therapy on white spot lesion appearance. The complete version of this article by Samuel and colleagues can be found in the June 2016 issue of the journal Clinical Oral Investigations.